Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11. And he gives some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now that's all I purpose to read. As we have been reminded tonight so well, this is a unique occasion to mark the 50th year of preaching and service for the Lord by our esteemed brother, Mr. McShane. I don't want to say very much because there are other brethren here that would like to speak, but I would like to say this, that I have known him for those 50 years. I remember him when he went out to preach the gospel. I wasn't saved. I was saved that same year. He went out to preach in this month of February, and I was saved at the end of the year, December 1944. Now, I'm sure as he looks back on all those years, he can recall much of the faithfulness of God, his power that has preserved him and kept him, and his grace that has sustained him. And he can truly say tonight, I feel like Joshua long ago, that not one good thing hath failed of all that the Lord our God has spoken. I do feel that he has much to look back upon that gives him great cause for thanksgiving. I started to serve my time when I was 15 years of age to the same trade as he was at. And it was in the very same place where he was working. I don't know whether he remembers it or not, but there was one day he put his hand upon my shoulder and he said, Norman, where do you spend your nights? Well, at that particular time, I was going to the technical school at least four nights in the week. And he said, just in a few words, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, little did he know at that time, but those words went home to my heart. I'm thankful to say that sometime after that, I got saved. And little did I realize that when I got saved, that for at least 12 years of my life, I would be preaching with him. I never dreamt a day like that would come. But I look back tonight and thank God for not only the way that God has preserved him and guided him, but the way that he has also guided me also in this matter. He came into the place where I worked one day, and he said, I've been thinking of taking up a partner in life to preach with, another partner. And so, see, I've been exercised to ask you to help me as a preaching partner. This was in the year of 1966. And I said to him, now, I need to think that over. I have been exercised a good bit with my wife as to what I should do and as to where we should serve the Lord, but I didn't realize that it was going to be like this. So I asked him to give me some time to think about it. And sometime afterwards, I just reached the conclusion in my own mind, and I reached the stage where I would have been afraid to say no. It seemed to be it was the way the Lord was guiding. Now, it was in that year of 1966 that we started to preach together out in the Boutier Schoolhouse. That's where I had my first spell of meetings with him in full-time service. Before that, I preached with him in other places, and down in White House and other places, but it was in that year, 1966, that I went out full-time to serve the Lord. And during those 12 years, we at least had 42 spells of meetings together, preaching in the gospel. Now, those just weren't weekly missions, or the way the religious world would talk about it, or two weekly missions. The first induction I had into tent work was an 8 weeks effort at Drumbonniger, and followed immediately by another 7 weeks on the following Sunday night over at Annaban. So that was 15 weeks to start with, all in the one go. But as we look back over those years, we have a lot to thank God for. Much of our preaching was sowing, but we thank God that we were allowed to reap also. It does give encouragement tonight, just as we look over A company like this, and I'm sure it gives Mr. McShane great encouragement to see many faces that he knows were saved through his efforts in the gospel. Now that gives great encouragement, and we thank God for that. I would like to say that, just as Mr. Hutchison has remarked, that we should not forget about the little woman that's sitting over to the left here, his dear partner in life, because she too has known what it is to labor with him and toil with him in prayer, and she has been a faithful partner, and as we've been reminded already, lately has known many experiences of loneliness. Mr. McKelvey once said that he never realized how lonely a preacher's wife could be until he came home himself to an empty house when he had no partner. So that a preacher's wife can have spells of loneliness. But we thank God tonight for how that she too has been preserved over the many years, and even in her present condition of health, God has marvelously sustained her and sustained them both, and all this gives us cause for thanksgiving tonight. Now you will notice in the verse that I read that it has to do with the gifts that have been given to us from the risen head in heaven, the Lord himself. Apostles, evangelists, apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Now we know that today there are no apostles with us and there are no prophets with us. But we thank God that there have been preserved to us men whom we can call evangelists and pastors and teachers. And indeed when I thought of this, I just thought to myself that tonight we have three men wrapped up in one skin. We have an evangelist, we have a pastor, and we have a teacher. And I don't think anybody would argue or deny the fact. It's not that we want to flatter or to eulogize in any way, but it's very difficult to keep it out, you know, on an occasion like this. But I think we'll all agree that God has given us a gift to the church, and we're deeply thankful for this. The risen Lord, and he has spared him and preserved him until this present day. We have no doubt the Lord is coming back soon. Could be we'll not even see the end of this millennium, because the Lord is just at hand. I hope we all believe that. And it would be good, it would be nice if God would spare him with us right until the Lord comes. We pray for this and ask that this will be so. Now, I haven't said too much. I hope I haven't said anything that I shouldn't have said. But we thank God tonight for the occasion and for all the years of faithfulness that our brother has shown in preaching the gospel, his ministry to the saints, and his pastoral care. Very few men that are so quick to be at the side of a sick bed as our dear brother. I have known this from experience, and others can verify it as well. May the Lord bless him and spare him to us for many more years, if it be his good will.